This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. You ever say, I feel old? New word out, the average age when you start becoming an old person is 41. And you fully make the transition by age 57. Well, there you go. Some of the top signs you're becoming aged: forgetting people's names, losing your hair, growing hair in places you never thought you would, talking about your joints and aches, groaning when you bend over. Boy, I do that. And misplacing things. Yeah, where was that story I was going to do next? Oh, right here. They're called the Holy Grail of movie memorabilia, and they're up for sale. A pair of Dorothy's ruby red slippers from The Wizard of Oz being put on sale by a collector. Forget this, $6 million. Gary Zimet has owned the iconic slippers for 18 years. He bought them from a woman who won them in a 1940 contest, naming the top movie of 1939. Back then, the slippers were second prize. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. If you watch the stock market, you may have seen Kraft numbers are tumbling. Credit Suisse Bank has sliced its price target for Kraft Heinz from $77 a share to $55 a share. They say their negative move on the company is due to their lack of product innovation. Hello, Mayo Chup. Didn't we hear about that late last week? Their mixture of mayonnaise and ketchup. Still think they ought to mix together ketchup and mustard. Ketchard or must-up. That's basically what happens when you put them on a hamburger or hot dog anyway. Be a big summer for a group of ocean explorers who plan to revisit the Titanic this June. Ocean Gate Expeditions will conduct a series of week-long dives to the bottom of the sea in manned submarines, depths of 4,000 meters below the surface, attempting to fully document and create 3D models of the Titanic wreckage. Wonder if that's the same group that did the Edmund Fitzgerald not long ago. Just watched a TV special on that on the Science Channel. Pretty cool. Now, maybe hard to imagine that third graders are stressed, but a new study out of Tulane University says they are. Doing yoga in school greatly improves their emotional health. So some schools are adopting yoga. Well, I can't imagine what it would be like to be a kid these days. Hard enough being an adult, right? Well, maybe making more money would help, right? No, that means stress too, according to a LinkedIn study. 68% of people making more than 200 grand a year reported feeling stressed at work, compared to 47% of those making 35 to 50 annually, and 38% of workers earning between 50 and 75,000 a year. Ooh, here's some mammoth news. Harvard University scientists are planning on cloning woolly mammoths using DNA found from a preserved mammoth body that's over 40,000 years old. They say they'll use the DNA to splice into an embryo taken to term by an elephant. The mammoths will then be raised in a park in Siberia. They theorize reintroducing the mammoth could save the Arctic and probably freak out a few polar bears. Let's wrap up with a few random facts. The singer Sting doesn't own the rights to that name. The registered owner with the U.S. Patent Office is a pro wrestler, but he lets Sting use the name. Mariah Carey recorded All I Want for Christmas in August of 94. To get her into the mood, they brought Christmas trees into the studio to make it feel like Christmas, even though it was 98 degrees outside. Beach Boys used to do that with their Christmas tunes. And the word malaria comes from medieval Italian. Mala aria translates to bad air. People initially thought bad smelling air from swamps spread the disease. they didn't know the mosquitoes in those swamps were actually causing it. There's a chicken dinner benefit for Avery June Betts this Saturday, 4 to 7, at the Glen Community Center in Glen. Avery's a 6-year-old who was diagnosed with diffuse intrinsic glioma, DIPG. There's no cure at this time, and the survival rate is zero. Avery's parents are very active in the community, with her dad being on the Saugatuck Fire Department. Her mom's on the Ganges Fire Department. Is also a paramedic for AMR. All the proceeds from this event will go directly to the Betts family. Meal includes chicken, baked beans, potato salad, roll, and beverage. Just $12, $5 for kids. More information from Matt Zawilla at 214-1586. Benefit dinner for 6-year-old Avery June Betts this Saturday, 4 to 7 at the Glen Community Center. And finally, our knucklehead news today, the dumbest excuses people have used for being to work late. This is the latest edition, including things like, my coffee was too hot. I couldn't leave until it cooled down. My fake eyelashes got stuck together. Oh, I hate it when that happens. Their astrologer told them there would be an accident on the highway, so they took back roads the whole way and showed up an hour late. It was too cold outside. Yeah, I've used that one. Someone claimed they accidentally drove to their old job, which might have been believable, but they hadn't worked there in 5 years. The Daily Buzz. If you see something I should buzz about, send it to me, please. Paul at WCSY.com, back 6372675. Send it by Facebook or Twitter. You can drop things off here at the station if you like on M140 in South Haven across from McFadden's. Podcast of The Daily Buzz at WCSY.com, our website, and on great podcasting outlets as well. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present time. Paul Landecker will buzz again tomorrow, Friday. Finally. Make it a great day.